subject, does my ex have a narcissistic personality? Hello, Stephen Shirley. There are things that my ex did to make me wonder if I have been dealing with a narcissistic person. My ex is a 50-year-old man, and I'm 45 years old. He is a pathological liar and has lied about his daughter's mother dying on the operation table when she was born, and he lied and told me his mom passed. I found out that was a lie when I talked to his mom on the phone on Thanksgiving Day. He has lied about taking his daughter, my kids, and me to Orlando, Florida. He had me take off time from my job, thinking that I was going to Florida, and that really hurt me and my kids. I found out through his sister that he's been married twice, and he's still married to a second wife, but they are separated. During our five-year relationship, he has gone back to his wife, who is 10 years older than him. He tells me that he loves me, but I could never see it during our off-and-on relationship. Our kids became very close, and my kids treated his child like their real sibling. His daughter is mentally challenged, and I love her like my own child, and she loves me. I have loaned him $3,000 for a down payment on a truck, thinking that we were a family. He's done nothing in return to show that he appreciated me or even cared. He has sickle cell disease, and when he was feeling bad, I nursed him back to health. Now he has ended our relationship without even giving a clear explanation why. He had my child thinking that he was going to propose to me. How can he do such a thing when he knew that he is not divorced from his second wife? How can he play games like that? Shirley and Steve, I've read about a narcissistic personality disorder. Could my ex suffer from this disorder?
Wow.
Well... All right, there's so much in this letter. There's just so very much. Okay, first of all, narcissistic personality, in case you don't know, it's a condition in which people have an inflated sense of self-importance. Me, me, I, and an extreme preoccupation with themselves. Okay, that's what NPD is, narcissistic personality disorder. But, okay, I mean, really, this is on you, ma'am, writer of this letter. This really is on you. Okay, he may be that, but so what? That is him and his issues. He's had him all through your relationship, and not to mention he's still married, okay? Yes, he's a liar. He's taken your money. You've given him money. He's broken off the relationship with you and all of this. But come, my thing is with you. He's still married, right? So why are you reading up on what he might have? I just see this all you. I mean, why are you allowing him to treat you this way? You realize you do not have to take this from him, right? Narcissistic personality or not, you do realize that you have a say in how your life goes. You do realize this. Well, if you don't, we're here to tell you that you do. You don't have to allow him to do this to you. You don't have to take this from him. You don't have to give him money and get nothing in return. You don't have to do this. You need to stop. All right? I'm glad it's broken off. You should be glad. Forget what he has. Study up on it, maybe, so the next guy that you get in that you come in contact with won't do the same thing to you. Cheryl?
I think she need to take him to one of them court shows. Judge Joe Brown, get in that behind, because something fraudulent is happening right here. Then he need to take him right over to Judge Mathis. Judge Mathis wouldn't take nothing. He would have dissected all of this. What's the little boy with the pretty eyes? What's his name? Something Ross or something. He a judge show. You know, they need to go get somebody, because here's what I don't understand. This was 5 years. That means you was 40 when you fell for the okie doke. You've been living on earth too long, sister, for you have failed for this. And you supposed to meet his mama in the beginning, not after you done found out she done really dead. This should have happened a long time ago. You should have went to the funeral home. You should have went out to where they got the body buried. I need to see a headstone if you talk about somebody dead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You need to do some more investigative work. All of us women know we got people that work everywhere all throughout the city that can tell us. And what made you give him $3,000 on the down payment on the truck? Forget narcissistic personality disorder. You got a stupid chip in your head.
Come on, Cheryl. Come on, girl.
How you going to get $3,000 for what? Let me tell you something. I would have held the kids hostage, and I'll be saying, tell your daddy.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to get my $3,000. Okay. Y'all going to be out here working. And then back with his wife. And his wife is 60. According to this, the wife he married to is 60. You ain't met nobody in this dude family. You crazy as I don't know what. This ain't never going to happen. Let me tell you something. You know who got a narcissistic personality disorder? Me. Because I love my damn self. And I'm not falling for no garbage like this. I look at my reflection every day and say, thank you, Jesus, that you made me with some sense. Girl, get you some sense. This stupid as I don't know. Find a cute lawyer and fall in love with him. That'll make it happen for you.
Yeah. My uncle
love
did
yourself.
That.
Be narcissistic toward yourself.
My uncle.
And get some
that,
lips
Cheryl.
By Carla. When you got good lip gloss on, you're not stupid.
Yes.
That's it. Come on, Cheryl.
Oh,
I love it.
Man.
Drop it.
It's too much. Yeah, and she's blaming him. It's not on him. It's on you.
Blame
it really, really is.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.